Chapter 1. The Chippendales Come to Sheffield. Gaz could still hear the noise of the great machines. 1,000 men had worked in the factory, but now only their ghosts were left. The full Monty. To do everything possible. To have it all. Possibly from a French saying about Montgomery, a chief in past times, who kept everything he took in war and did not share it with his men. Or the full English breakfast enjoyed by Monty Montgomery, an army officer before he fought the enemy. Or the full Monte, a pile of cards given to the winner of a Spanish card game. Or the three-piece suit made for soldiers by the company Montague Burton when they left the army after the Second World War. 25 years ago, the city of Sheffield in the north of England was a wonderful and exciting place to live. In those days, Sheffield produced the world's finest steel, and steel was big business. More than 100,000 men worked night and day in the great steel factories, making everything from steel girders to knives and forks. There was plenty of work and plenty of money. The people of Sheffield worked hard, but they also enjoyed spending the money they earned. They went out at night to pubs and restaurants and took their families on holiday every year. Life was very good. But within a few short years, everything changed. Sheffield began to face competition from steel factories in other parts of the world. The Far East could produce steel more cheaply than Sheffield, and, one by one, the great steel factories of Sheffield closed. Men had worked all their lives in those factories. When they lost their jobs, they had no money to spend, nothing to do, and nowhere to go except the local job club. Now it was the women who had to find work to support their families. So they found jobs in local shops and businesses. The pay was not as good as the men had earned in the steel factories, but it was something, and they were earning money while their husbands sat at home.